ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
So we're a small cafe in City Quay, seasonal, organic Irish produce. We focus heavily on the produce side of things, and sustainability is a big part of what we do as well.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. The food service industry contributes to a vast amount of waste. According to Foodprint, up to 10% of food purchased by restaurants never gets to customers, while 30 to 40% of the food served to customers never gets consumed. This week, we visited As One, a Dublin-based food hub and coffee shop. Owner Mark Cashin has always put an emphasis on sustainability, and since opening As One, they've become one of Dublin's leading businesses when it comes to reducing their carbon footprint. From organic food and renewable energy, As One knows exactly what needs to be done when it comes to running a business sustainably.
Where did you get the idea from? Was this always something burning inside you that you wanted to do?
Food is my background, so a big thing throughout the years was learning through how food affected the body. And to be honest, when I was eating out, or if I was eating something that was, say, wasn't very good for you, it would affect me in a bad way. So my stomach, I would feel pains and aches, and I just tried to figure out a better way that someone should eat. So I started cooking stuff myself, cooking from scratch, learning through the processes really, and just figured that basically everyone should be eating this way. So it was a big thing to use better produce, cook it in the right way, and use ingredients that benefit you rather than hinder what you're doing.
From a sustainability point of view, how much work goes into that, making sure that you're using fresh organic products?
At the moment, to be honest, it's just routine now. It's nothing new. We always try and find different ways that we can do things, but I think we have a really good system now, and what we do now really works for us. So we get absolutely everything from local growers, small growers, Irish growers, which is the most important thing to us. So we're supporting them. We use the produce that comes in, and then we obviously put respect on it, we value it, and we try to just give this back to our customers so they know that we're using the correct stuff, and also just something that they can trust as well. But it's a huge part of what we do, and we focus, like, we have meetings a couple of times a week to chat through different things, see what's coming into season, see can we plan ahead, and just see can we make the most of what's coming into season.
Over the course of your journey, has it been difficult, and have you faced challenges in maintaining your sustainability aspect of it, or has it just always been something that's almost happened itself?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it has been difficult, but it's we never change from what we've done, even through COVID, which was the main thing for us, to just keep it as it is. And that was the most difficult aspect, because the price of everything went up. Even just with local growers, they would struggle to maybe send something for a delivery because they're short-staffed or they're having difficulties. I think the biggest thing for us was to keep going what we were doing, keep showing people that it can be done. I think that was our main thing.
And it must have cost implications on you. There is way, let's say, easier and cheaper ways to doing it. For you personally, what makes you still have that fire in your belly to want to do things right as such?
It's the only way I know. I know that it's kind of a common phrase, but when you look at food, you have to feed yourself the right way. You have to look after your body. You have to know what you're feeding yourself is right for. Like, if you have a busy day and you're eating something that's not great or it's processed, you're not gonna be able to function. You're not gonna be able to look after your body. So my main thing is eat good food, and to be honest, it will just set you up. So no, it's always the way I'm going to do it. Cost implications, it's massive, but that doesn't mean that it's not right or can't be done, or we can't continue with it. Like, we have a really good kitchen, a really good team. We do an awful lot on costing and making sure that everything's correct. The price, we probably increased our price very slightly over the last maybe 2-3 years, but that's it. Like, we've lots of options that are below 10 euro. We have a few options that are above 10 euro. So we try to make the most for the customer to ensure that they can eat here. And we can understand that it's probably not an everyday thing, considering what's going on with the cost of living and everything. But we try to make sure that they can eat they can eat here, they have variety, they have different things they can eat, and they know that they can trust us and what we're feeding them as well.
Mark, thanks so much for your time today.
No, thank you very much. Cheers for having me.
With consumers slowly transitioning to more environmentally friendly methods in an attempt to reduce the impact of climate change, it's restaurants and businesses like As One who are going to be vital in winning this battle.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.